Welcome back to another deep dive, and let me tell you, this time we are going to Sweden,
Right.
South Lake Trosken in Gästrikland, to be exact.
Okay.
And we've got a really interesting source for this one. It's a 1995 issue of Insectivora, which is a publication by the Gästrikland Entomological Society.
Sounds like a mouthful.
It is. But don't worry, it's way more interesting than just bugs, although
There's,
bugs do
of
feature.
course.
But it's really about this hidden world of rare butterflies,
Wow.
a fight against a pretty controversial development project, and just a lot of passion for this corner of the world.
Yeah, I mean, what makes this region so unique? It's not just like a pretty view or something.
Okay.
This area, they actually describe it as possibly the only truly unique natural area in all of Gästrikland.
Okay, that's a bold statement. What makes it so special?
Basically limestone.
Okay.
That's the key ingredient here. So
Yeah.
most of Gästrikland, has been impacted by acid rain over the years. But this little pocket south of Lake Trosken, with all this limestone, it's been naturally buffered.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like this whole different world of plants and animals can actually thrive there, and they do.
And thriving it is. I mean, the source mentions a really high concentration of red-listed butterfly species in this area, almost 70.
Wow.
And I should say, for our listeners who aren't familiar with the term red-listed, that basically means these butterflies are considered threatened or endangered. So
Right.
we're talking about a haven for some seriously rare and important insects.
Absolutely. And the society is particularly concerned about the impact of this proposed railway line,
Oh, right.
UA5, I believe it's called, which would basically cut right through this very sensitive habitat.
I see.
And they argue that this construction could really disrupt the water flow, which is, essential for all these very specific lime-loving plants.
Right, which is what these butterflies depend on.
Exactly. It's like this delicate balancing act.
It is. It's like this unique environment exists because of this very specific set of conditions.
Right.
And, any little change could just throw the whole system off.
Totally. And to make matters even more, pressing, the source highlights this one butterfly in particular.
Okay.
It's called the Aran Prison Net Feral.
A what?
Aran Prison Net Feral. Or Euphydrius aurinia, if you want to impress your entomologist friends.
Right. I'll stick with Aran Prison Net Feral for now.
There you go.
So, what's so special about this butterfly?
Well, this butterfly is one of only two in Sweden that are actually specifically protected by an EU directive.
Wow, so this isn't just a local issue. We're
Exactly.
talking about international implications for conservation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it kind of gets even a little bit more complicated because the society suggests that this UA5 line might actually only be a temporary solution.
Oh, how so?
So they're predicting that a high-speed train will eventually be built along the existing E4 route.
Okay, so then that kind of begs the question, why even sacrifice this unique habitat if it's just going to be temporary anyway?
It really highlights those difficult choices.
Yeah.
You're trying to balance infrastructure development with this environmental protection.
It really does. It makes you wonder about the long-term vision here.
Yeah.
But speaking of vision, I have to say, reading through this source, I am really struck by the passion of this Gästrikland Entomological Society.
Yeah.
They're not just studying these butterflies, they are fighting for them.
Oh, absolutely. And they're doing it with this combination of like scientific rigor, but then also like a dash of humor, which I really appreciate. The Golden Wing Award, the Gravedigger Award, these little details just make it, I don't know, it's endearing.
It is endearing, but it also speaks to just how invested they are in their work.
Yeah,
And,
for sure.
also in making it accessible, making it engaging, not just for other scientists, but like for the public too. Okay, so awards aside, let's talk about some of the really incredible details they've uncovered in their research.
Okay, yeah.
For example, they actually debunk a common misconception about the Bocquenet-Gérald butterfly, which is another one of the butterflies in this area.
What's the misconception?
Yeah, what is it? Tell me.
So the source points out that people often associate the Bocquenet-Gérald with beech trees, right?
Okay.
But their research has shown that this butterfly actually thrives on something completely different, the sap of spruce shoots.
Spruce shoots. Interesting. Why the misconception, though?
Well, it seems like the presence of these beech trees in the area might have led to this false association.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But the society, through their, really rigorous observations, they revealed the truth, which is this butterfly loves spruce.
The spruce is where it's at.
Exactly.
And speaking of, well, I guess, unexpected preferences, did you know that the Bocquenet-Gérald larvae, they have this really cool survival strategy?
Oh, really? Tell me more.
So To protect themselves from elk, the larvae actually work together to create this kind of shelter.
Oh, wow.
Using the leaves of the spruce.
That's amazing.
It's really remarkable. And it's just, again, it speaks to how interconnected this ecosystem is.
Totally.
That even these like tiniest creatures have evolved these really ingenious ways to survive.
It makes you realize we don't, you know what I mean? Like they've got it figured out.
Right. They've got their system.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's a good reminder that even what seems like, you know, I don't know, a simple butterfly actually has this really complex role to play in this really delicate ecosystem.
For sure. And it's not just about the book Netso Gerol either.
Right.
The source also details this fascinating life cycle of the Aran President Gerol.
Okay.
That EU protected species we're talking about.
Right, right.
Turns out they're very particular about temperature.
Really?
Yeah, like very.
Tell me more.
So they were saying that the larva, they're very sensitive to both extreme heat and cold. So to kind of, you know, deal with that, they actually form these like communal shelters.
Oh, wow.
Where they all huddle together.
Too smart.
For warmth and protection.
That's amazing. It's like they created their own little microclimate in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes you wonder, though, you know, with these very specific needs, how they're going to fare if their habitat is disrupted.
Yeah, it's a critical question.
It is.
And, you know, one that the Gestrickland Entomological Society is definitely working hard to answer.
Right.
Their research in this area. You know, it could be really crucial in understanding how that railway might impact things.
For sure.
And informing those conservation efforts.
It shows you how important this research is.
Yeah.
They're not just observing these butterflies. They're collecting data that could help protect them, you know, for years to come.
Absolutely. And I think what I like about this is, you know, their dedication, it's not just research.
Right.
You know, they're also actively involved in educating the public, advocating for change.
Right. Like with those awards we talked about.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's just one example.
It's true. And it just, I don't know, it reminds me that conservation isn't just about the science.
Yeah.
It's about people.
Mm-hmm.
It takes these passionate individuals to really inspire action and make a difference.
For sure. For sure.
And I thought it was interesting. The source also mentioned this whole debate going on in Germany.
Oh, really?
About restricting insect collecting.
Interesting.
For research.
Okay.
Which is an interesting dilemma, right?
It is, yeah. It's like, how do you balance the two?
Exactly. Because on one hand, research is crucial.
Totally.
Understanding.
We've got to understand them to protect them.
Exactly.
But then at the same time, yeah, you don't want to be, you know,
harming them in the process, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Especially these really rare populations.
Yeah. And you know what I like about the Gestrickland Entomological Society?
What's that?
It seems like they've really found a good way to balance that.
In what way?
It's like they're doing this rigorous research, but they're also like incredibly passionate advocates for these butterflies.
Totally.
So it's like they're finding that balance.
Yeah. They're not shying away from, you know, speaking up.
Exactly. Exactly. So they're scientists, but they're also stewards.
Right. And that's what we need more of.
Yeah.
People who can, you know, pursue that knowledge, pursue that understanding, but also work tirelessly to protect what they love.
Yeah, I like that. You know, it's just amazing to me. It's like this one small area, right? South of Lake Truscan.
Yeah.
Supporting all this diversity of life. It's really incredible.
And it really underscores, you know, the impact of what makes it unique in the first place.
That limestone.
Yeah, limestone.
All right.
Because as we said, right, a lot of Gestrickland, it's been affected by acid rain.
Mm-hmm.
But these limestone deposits are, you know,
they're a buffer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's really preserved those unique conditions that allow these butterflies to, you know, do their thing.
Alive. Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's like a little haven.
It is. Yeah.
Like a refuge.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you wonder, you know, if acid rain continues to be an issue, which, you know, who knows?
Right.
Could Truscan become even more crucial for these species down the line?
That's a good question. And I think, you know, the Gestrickland Entomological Society is very aware of that, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Their research, it's not just about, oh, what are these butterflies doing today? It's how are they going to be doing in the future with all these changes?
Right. They're thinking ahead.
Yeah.
It's a lot of responsibility, too, right?
It is. It is.
But I think it's good. It reminds us that even these, like, small pockets of nature,
yeah,
they can have this huge impact.
Absolutely.
And it's not even just about the butterflies themselves, right? It's about like the whole web of life
It's the whole ecosystem, right?
Yeah.
All the things connected to it, depending on it.
Exactly. It's a good reminder that everything is connected. Like,
oh, cool.
Even something like, I don't know, building a railway line.
Yeah, which seems so, you know.
Yeah, it could have these huge ripple effects that you don't even think about.
And you might not anticipate, totally.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah, yes. And it really, you know, it highlights, again, that importance of these citizen science groups, right?
They're on the ground. They're seeing it firsthand.
Exactly. And, you know, the Gestrickland Entomological Society, they're bridging this gap between the research and the public awareness.
Totally.
And they're giving a voice to these butterflies that, you know, can't speak for themselves.
Exactly.
And to the importance of protecting this, you know, pretty fragile habitat.
And they're doing a good job.
They are. And I find it, I don't know, I find it inspiring, to be honest.
It's very inspiring. And I think, you know, as we wrap up this deep dive into this world of, you know, rare butterflies and controversial development and just, you know, passionate entomologists.
It's a good mix.
It is a good mix. I hope our listeners are walking away with, you know, just a sense of wonder.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, a thirst for knowledge about all this.
Yeah. Keep exploring.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe even a little bit of that Gestrickland fighting spirit, you know?
Why not? We could all use a little bit of that.
We could?
Yeah, because whether it's, you know, in our backyards or, you know, on the shores of a lake in Sweden, there's a whole world out there.
There is, just waiting to be discovered.
That needs our, you know, our attention, our understanding, our protection.
Well said.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time.
Keep exploring.
Keep exploring. Keep asking questions. And
Keep marveling.
Yes, keep marveling at all the incredible diversity of life that's out there.
Yes.